to
We're
go,
gonna
because she
have
makes fun
extra
of my
money.
Jamaican accent all the time. You know
Yeah.
what I'm
Yeah.
saying? 24, you know, Jamaicans already, they make fun of us all the time. You got your Canadians, you got Jamaican, they make fun of us all the time. So
Right.
once I played it for her in the car where she's bopping, bopping, we're driving to the hood, we're in Burbs, like I'm on St. Jacques, bringing her back to the crib. So we're bumping, we're bumping. She's like, oh, what's this? I'm like, oh yeah, this is a new track. She's like, who's this, Shaggy? I said, oh shit.
She said
Oh, sorry,
Shaggy.
sorry for my language, sorry for my language.
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, no, like, this is my track. She's like, what do you mean? You wrote the song? Because she knows I write music. I'm like, no, this is my song. She's like, I don't understand. What do you mean? You're singing the song. I said, this is me singing the song. And that was it for me. After I played her one more, and she was like, oh my God, like, even just now when I dropped the teaser, she linked me yesterday, like, how do you sound like you come from yard?
Yes, mommy. That's
She's like, how do you sound like? She's like, I swear you came with me.
it.
So
Yeah.
from I got that approval, I knew I was good to go. You know what I mean? And we
And
ran with it. And my engineer, he's a crazy engineer. Like, he's worked with Drake before. He works with Tory on the regular, press all these guys. So
okay.
it's like when I went, and he's Jamaican too. So when we went in there and did that, he's like, yo, if you got six more like this, we're on. And we just did like 15 of them.
Bang.
And we just chose 10 at the end
Yeah.
and made the whole track. So that's what it came out to.
Yes.
Yo,
Now we're
man.
here. So we're dropping this, and the album's gonna be out in about 2 or 3 weeks. Same type
We
of
here
vibe.
now.
That's
We
all
here now.
positive.
Yo,
All
that's and
positive
it
vibe.
exactly. It's a and when I heard it, it was the positive vibe. I just feel in this time that we're in right now, yo, it's not even just a distraction. We need things to just lift us up. Like it's just really like in these times, like yo, the frequency is low. The powers that be are working hard to keep the frequency low. So any opportunity we have to raise that vibration and raise the frequency, that's just what it is. And I feel like with the single you just dropped, bro, you're doing it. You know what I mean? And
Brother, trust me.
it's
When I wrote the
addictive.
song, we were in quarantine lockdown. I swear on everything. I was walking to the grocery store. Okay, this is how it happened. I was walking to the grocery store. I had the beat playing in my ear, and then like the hook just came. By the time I was in the organic fruit and vegetable produce aisle, I was already saying, "I ain't got no room for no waiting. No longer debating them time they're done." And that was it. It was a wrap. I wrote that song in 30 minutes.
Boom. That's how you know
Boom.
it's divine. That's how you know
Yeah,
it's divine.
it just came. It just came. So I'm happy that like everybody's reacting the same way how we thought everybody was gonna react when we recorded it and everything. So it's a good vibe. It's
Yo,
positive. It's bringing the energy that we wanted to bring, you know?
so basically, before we let you go, now I don't want to keep the people in too much more suspense. So I'm gonna be dropping it. Do you have one more time? Can you just plug just the main way people could get in contact with you? And if you have any last words you want to leave with the people?
Yes, so you can check out everything on my Spotify. It's spelled exactly like my name, F.R.O.S.T. So you just find I'm the only one like that on Spotify, so you'll find it right away. It's available there. Like I said, IG is Frost 3030, F.R.O.S.T. 3030. My page is public. You can see it right away. And Facebook, Jordan Frost. If you ain't got no picture, I'm not adding you. I screen people.
Yeah. Facts. I love that.
You know what I mean? And for everybody, I hope everybody's blessed. I know quarantine is a hard time for everybody. So, like, try to keep up the spirits. Try to do the best that you can do with whatever you got. You know what I mean? Because you still have like a long way to go. You know what I mean?
Talk about it. Talk about it. So, with that, everybody, we are now listening to Monin by our one and only Frost. Check him out.
Video out this week.
Big up, King. Keep doing what you're doing, brother.
You don't know. Bless.
Fire, fire.
Every time I wake up in the morning, I look to the rising sun. Thinking about all the blessings that come. Wondering how I can improve on some. Every time I wake up in the morning, I look to the rising sun. Thinking about all the blessings that come. Wondering how I can improve on some. Every time I wake up in the morning, wake up in the morning, wake up in the morning, think how my blessings come. Every time I wake up in the morning, wake up in the morning, wake up in the morning, think how my blessings come. Look, I ain't got no room for no hating. No longer debating them time they done. Them things they make hear about them ratings. But true negativity like come with them bad mind. But they stay overproof like J.A. Run. Me no dip on no waste, man. Vibes so my bridging them ready for bust them gun. Fi bust them gun. Bridging them ready fi bust them gun. Fi bust them gun. Fi bust them gun. Me try fi explain but them can't understand. How me no stress and I've one bag of God. Live like a king from a long time man.
Save up my money so I can buy land. Fly to a country where all white sand. The God them a bless me so I can spend bonds. Every morning me wake up a brand new plan. So stop wonder how man I live so grand. I may live so grand. So stop wonder how man I live so grand. I may live so. Every time I wake up in the morning, morning, I look to the rising sun. Thinking about all the blessings that come. Wondering how I can improve on some. Every time I wake up in the morning, morning, I look to the rising sun. Thinking about all the blessings that come. Wondering how I can improve on some. Every time I wake up in the morning, morning. Hey. On the line between goodness and commit crime. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Me tell them what dep on my mind. Me not go back jail anytime. No, wait, wait, wait. Too much girl there out the road. Boom, boom, me never get old. No, 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 way. Me focus and keep in control. Cause you always reaping what you sow. No, 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 way. In a business for them, I say. No, way, way, way. In a business for them, I say. Every time I wake up in the morning, morning. Wake up in the morning. Blessings come. Every time I wake up in the morning, morning. Hey. Wake up in the morning, morning. Hey. Wake up in the morning, morning. Hey. Think of my blessings come.
Ooh, yes! Yes! That is a tune there.
Yes, that is a tune for sure. Yeah.
I know. I'm trying my accent. Frost is talking about his Jamaican accent. I forgot to try my Trinidadian.
It has to be deeper than that. You are Trinidadian. I'm ashamed of you, Mr. Freeman. Yeah.
That is a tune being Creole.
You say it. I don't know.
I have no clue what that is a tune
being. Yeah, Gina knows. Gina?
No? My Creole is Tocou Blanc. What's as they say.
What does that mean?
Hey, what does that mean?
Like white people.
Oh.
That's what they say.
I like the sound effects.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know,
what nationality are you?
My mom's Haitian, my dad's Trini.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Zach How Basse, did they meet?
In high school, actually.
High school,
yeah. Yeah, they both came here when they were young.
Which high school did they go to?
Rosemont.
Rosemont High.
Yeah, Rosemont High. And my dad came when he was
then,
right. Well,
really
so my mom, she purposely failed her French test in the nun school because she didn't want to do that. So,
oh right. Oh,
so my girl,
your mom was in nun school.
Mom was a rebellion.
Auntie
yeah, she,
mom
yeah, yeah, yeah. No, she didn't want it, so she purposely failed. And my grandmother's like, oh yeah, well I'll put you in English school. And she was just like, but I don't speak English.
Hey.
So yeah, figure it
That's
out.
A
yeah.
grandma.
That's
right?
a
yeah,
yeah,
exactly. Now, right? Speaking of Caribbean parents, we're going to get into coffee conversations because this is what it's all about. See the connection?
Yeah, I like that.
The word
that.
Is connection like, today.
Kaya's with us?
Kaya, you there, my darling?
I'm here.
Awesome.
I'm here.
Okay, right. I like to make sure.
All right,
Kaya's
so
in the house.
I need you for this. I need everybody for this. So now, you guys grew up in Caribbean households, and you guys know about superstitions that your parents come up with.
Oh, yeah.
So the other day, I went to my dad's house. I go check my parents every single day, and my left hand was itching me. So my dad's like,
money.
You're getting money. Yep. You're getting it. I was like, Dad, I'm dad, stuff it.
Money.
I forgot the cocoa butter this morning. That's all it was.
Trish, so, how much did you get?
That's
how
what
much
I'm
did
saying.
You get?
We all know it was money, Trish.
I did get some money, but you know what I'm saying? It wasn't because of that. So what I did was, being who I am, as you guys know, I researched Caribbean superstitions. And some of them are like, what? So you guys, audience, drink up if you guys have heard this before. I'm going to start. There's 10 of them. You guys ready?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. First one is, when pregnant, drinking a lot of chocolate milk will make the baby dark-skinned.
What?
Drinking milk instead will make the baby look fair.
Stop it.
What is that? What is going on here? So drink up if you guys have heard that one. I was just like, I've heard that.
I'm not drinking that. I've never heard that one.
I'm about to say something else.
You're about to give them diabetes.
Yo.
And dairy ain't even good
chocolate
for you.
Chocolate milk?
Like,
I was just like, okay, so my mom must have drank plenty of chocolate milk. Me, Farrell, you know what I mean? Your parents must have drank fair milk. Kaya, a mix of milk. I don't know. Like, okay.
That's soy milk.
That's almond milk. What do you call it, right?
Trust me.
My dad had powdered milk at home.
Powdered milk.
Clem?
Clem? Clem.
What do you mean? Every West Indian household?
Klim. 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 That's the
I secretly love Klim. So don't make fun of it. I like it so much.
Don't bring me back to an old team. That's, anyways, let's keep on going. Number two, if you put your handbag on the floor or ground, Gina, finish it for me.
Oh, I can't.
You'll be broke.
Everybody
you
broke.
Oh, your handbag. Yeah. I just heard your hand. I was like, okay.
If you put your hand on the floor, it's going to be dirty.
No lie. I still don't put my purse on the floor.
No, neither do I. I don't play that one, though. Yeah. Yeah, you don't put your purse on the ground.
I'm going to tell you, I used to believe in that, and I wouldn't put my purse on the floor, but now I know if God got me, God got me. It don't matter where I put my purse.
Where you put your purse. Okay, number three, if you see a black bird outside of your window in the morning, someone will die.
Oh, shit.
That's so morbid.
That's
if you see a crow. Yeah, one crow, for sure.
You've heard that one before?
Wow.
Okay. Interesting. All right, number four.
Two crows in marriage, one crow's a death.
Damn.
No.
Well, that kind of happened at my uncle's passing. My grandmother was by his bed, and the crow came. He crawled, and Uncle Hazley went with it.
Wow.
Yeah. So
interesting.
Okay.
This summer, I actually went on a road trip to Bruce, and as we were getting ready to drive, one crow flew past the car, and we were all looking at each other and didn't want to say anything. And I was like, "Y'all, I'm just gonna say it."
Yeah, I don't. Oh, yeah, I don't blame.
And the next morning, someone passed away. That was within the circle in the car that we were in. The next morning, someone in their circle passed.
Oh, wow!
We were so mad that we even looked at it.
Damn.
Sorry to hear that. I'm gonna move on though. Number five. If a lizard jumps on a woman, she will get pregnant soon. That's what it says. I've never heard that one. You guys heard that one before?
I've never heard that one.
We're in Canada, so...
If there were those
lizards jump on you.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you live at Jolly Kerr Metro.
Right. Is that before or after she completely loses it because there's a lizard on her? Like, when does she get pregnant?
Right? There's no explanation to the superstitions, you guys. I'm just reading what I found.
Facts.
Number five, wearing red clothing will help to drive away ghosts.
Wow.
I never heard that one.
I never
heard that one either. Neither. Getting married on a Friday or a Tuesday will bring disaster.
Oh, shoot. I never heard that either.
But I thought the club went up on a Tuesday.
That's what I'm saying. Friday?
But why would you get married on a Tuesday anyway? Is that a real jerk thing to do?
Listen,
I'm getting married midweek.
And you can keep the guest list on. Oh, you can't make it?
Oh, you gotta work down. None for Frank.
I really
that's
wish
less
you
food.
Could.
You just get people off the list.
Yeah, I like that.
Yo, you know weddings are
expensive. Yeah, that's no, you're right. You're
exactly.
Right.
That's it. You know, what else? This is what my father told me. If the palm of your left hand itches, you'll get money.
Yeah, I
because
heard that
we all
sure.
know that.
I didn't know it was left hand though. I thought it was just
I
any
thought
hand.
It was the right hand.
I just thought it was any hand. Yeah. Itchy palm, I'm calling money.
You guys, is everybody at the table, Kaya included, heard of that before?
Yeah.
I never heard of that.
No.
Absolutely.
You've
my
never heard
gosh,
that.
Gosh, Chili.
Dang, Chili, where you been?
Chili, you know Haitian?
Yeah, what's
my father's
on?
Haitian.
I'm saying.
What's the expression?
The expression was, if the palm of your left hand itches, you will get money.
See, if the left hand itches, the people that taught me it, the left hand means you pay. The right hand, the right hand means you receive.
Okay, so I've always thought it was the right hand. That was it. But then when I read left hand, I was like, okay, interesting. Very interesting. Okay.
I'd rather it be any hand I get paid.
I like both hands.
I don't need my hands itching. I just want the money in my bank account. I don't need the itches.
Itchy foot, I'll take that too for money.
Itchy foot.
I don't care. I'll call everything money. Itchy.
It's your foot palm, you know?
That's money. Sorry. Anyways.
Guys, cocoa butter. Next.
I'm not here. Go ahead.
Number nine. Number eight. If a dog barks out of nowhere and there's nothing there, the dog is seeing a ghost.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's not a superstition. That's a fact.
Cat, hey, bird,
anybody who has pets will tell you. That's a fact.
They're barking at the corner of the house. Like you're barking at the ceiling.
Duppies,
the
that's duppies.
That's duppy business.
Yeah, yeah, facts.
They're seeing what we're not seeing.
That's not superstition. Come on, Trish.
Yeah. I'm not saying
superstition.
I didn't say I didn't agree. Yeah. I didn't say anything.
I heard two facts so far: the crow and the dogs.
Next one, number nine. If your right eye jumps, you will see someone you have not seen in a long time.
Yeah, that's my blood pressure. I think it's more my blood pressure.
Like, yeah, that's stress.
Stop.
That's lack of sleep for me. That's lack of sleep for me. I don't know
lack
about
of sex.
All that.
Like,
see, they tell us superstition. Meanwhile, we should be going and to the doctor.
Exactly. Watch all of our Right Night Start jumping later on this Thursday. Watch and see. Don't message me anybody. Mm. And number 10 is walking under a ladder brings bad luck.
Oh, yeah. That's a fact, too. Yeah, everybody knows that.
And there's another one. You remember when we were younger that you say if you step on a crack, you break your mama's back?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nope. There was that
you
one.
Guys, am I that young?
No, of course. Come on.
I thought it was just a rhyme. I thought it was just a, you know.
Yeah, but that's the superstition. The rhyme came from the superstition.
That's wacky. Kaya,
you want to add any that you know of?
Superstitions. Anyways, you said a lot of them. You said a lot of them. Not really for me. I don't really believe in superstitions.
Yeah, exactly.
I swear my belief in God is so strong. I'd be like, man, bump that. I got God. I throw God in there everywhere. You just walked underneath the ladder. I got God.
Exactly. Amen.
Amen. Well, the ones that I know, everybody knows, obviously, broken mirrors. That's a life of just bad luck. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Or a certain period of time. I used to have, when you get into the house after 12 o'clock, you have to walk in backwards.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't bring no duppies in. Yeah. Don't bring no duppies with you. Walk in backwards when you come after 12.
Exactly.
And then there's another one. I can't remember. Yo, Solo would remember this one. It's either, I think, at the beginning of the month, like the first word you say has to be rabbit, rabbit, and that's good luck for money. That's
rabbit, rabbit.
I'm telling you, I don't ask me is one of these things that we heard. I think it was either my grandmother or my mother, something, but yo, I was religious. I would not say a damn word. Beginning of the month, the first, rabbit, rabbit, yo, just bring that dough in. And it's paid off for me, actually. I can't lie.
I've never heard of that. So December 1st, we're going to be like rabbit, rabbit. Yeah. I'm going to be putting that on our Instagram. This is big. I can make a big post that says rabbit,
good.
Rabbit.
Good. You guys are welcome.
There's one in the Haitian community, too. If you see money at the corner of a square, right? Mm-hmm. So a quarter or whatnot, don't pick it up because apparently it's someone else's disease that they put in the money and they put it. So whoever picks it up catches their disease. That's a voodoo thing.
I've heard if you sneeze, someone's talking about you. Like, what? Okay. Who's talking about me? Yeah. I don't mind. That's fine.
I would pick up the money, though. Going back to the other one.
You're going to pick back again, the 25 cents?
I'm using the money and Kaya's reference to God. That's it.
Connection.
Taking the money, I got God.
Amen.
What was the thing? When food fell, you said you bless it and eat it.
Bless it. Bless it and sanctify.
Bless it in a 2 second rule.
Exactly.
Yeah, bless it and eat it.
Bless it and eat it, even if it's longer than 2 seconds?
Depends on the floor.
It depends on the floor. If I just...
No. We don't live in the same world we used to. The stuff we used to pick up off the floor when we were six is not the same stuff we would pick up now, honey. Don't pick it up.
Okay.
If I'm cooking and I mopped, it's okay.
Yeah, facts.
That's my feet on
it. Yep.
that's what you think, but we don't know what's blowing in our doors and stuff. That's and you might around pick mess around and pick up some Corona. You're going to be mad.
But Kaya, I blessed it. So
that's
it.
And I got God.
And she got
Stop
God.
It.
So what's up?
Oh. Yeah.
We're both eating.
Yeah.
We're both eating.
That's how you throw one right back. You got God. Pray about it.
God, I'm going to pick up this fry and hope I don't die. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. That's what it is. All right. So as we get ready to transition to the awesomeness, we want to pull up DJ Bobby Payne, who dropped us with another dope mix. Am I playing the right mix? I think it is. Let me see. Oh, no, I'm not. You see, that's why I shouldn't be doing these things. Okay. Big up Bobby Payne for just coming in and just bringing the real.
Yeah.
Hold on. There we go. Are we hearing this in ones and twos? There we go, people. Enjoy.
Let's go. Why am I stressing? I better count my blessing. Life could have been more threatening. But it ain't we good. I'm unflexing. Y'all are full up, no texting. I never sleep, no resting. I'm still awake, I'm good. True man, always on the cellular. Making plans like I'm ahead of you. But nothing ever happens if it ain't with you. Work for you. I never see America. All these places I go regular. I never would have fell in love with you. Without you. Why am I stressing? I better count my blessings. Life could have been more threatening, but it ain't we good. I'm unflexing, y'all are full up, no texting. I never sleep, no resting. Still awake, I'm good.
good. Herself, crack to her own out the back of her home. She smelled the musk of the dusk and the crack of the dawn. We go through episodes too, like Attack of the Clones. Watch till we break her back and you hear the crack of the bone. To get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. We commute to computers, spirits stay mute while your ego spread rumors. We survivalists turn to consumers.
Yeah!
Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. You ask why some people gotta live in the trailer, cuss like a sailor. I paint a picture with a pen like Norman Mailer. And you're trying to raise three daughters all by herself with no help. I think about the struggle and I find the strength of myself. These words I melt in my mouth, they hot like the jail cell in the South before my nigga Core bailed me out.
Ooh,
just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. Do or die like Best Stars, see the red sky, the window of the red eye, the lead blouse, the G-Rap shit, living the lead now.
Today. I look real good today. I look real good today. Jumping out the mother Bentley. Rolling in a got some new Balenci's. Walking with a pocket full of Benji's. I'm a 10 piece. I look real good today. 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 Today.
The lace lady traveled with Grace, baby. I can't afford to cover the course. Of course, maybe settle that one in court. Cause judging by the basics, y'all already comfortable, stuck up in the matrix. Shit is basic, patch credentials. But understand your favorite rapper, peep, I go potential. I'm out of shame, been passive. Trying to fit the circle cause I don't know how to act shit. Half of y'all was steady, insecure, don't try to backflip. Just because the seasoning and flow's already active. 24 years, fantastic. Young veteran, new classic. Nah, knock the walls off. Fuck the hook, yeah! I'm gonna pinch the whole door off. I'm still AD, never forget it. It's life after death, roll the credits.
I hate to say my feelings for you still exist.
Credit my mega, take a trip to see Jamaica. Molly spirit with the vapor, my design, that's the nature. Africa, the new America, I hope I earn this permanent. And this, I put my pen in, they got my land and my permit with it. Bone on my bone, flesh on my flesh. Witness in me, you can't make me feel less. Let's hold, I'm not impressed. Best smoke on my effort like an empress. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin. Great state I'm in all states I'm in. I might find a form in my melanin.
Hour. Just want to say thank you very much. This is DJ Bobby Payne, man. We out.
Bobby coming with that fire.
With that fire. Okay, let me turn. Okay, so we are here. So last week. All right. I put out a post on my Facebook because now, I don't know about you guys, but when I see black excellence, I have to promote it.
Absolutely.
I have to promote it. I have to share it. I have to talk about it. I have to call at least three people. Just to be like, yo, have you seen this black excellence? Because the same way people like to talk about negative news, call people about negative things.
Right.
I do the same thing, but for positivity and just for promoting black excellence. So basically, for those who do not know, we got a brother, Steven. He is the founder, owner. He'll go into his accolades of LS Cream. And not just is LS Cream now, you know, like all over the SAQs, it's crushing in the States. As a matter of fact, actually, when he tells the story, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's he had to start it in the States and then bring it into the SAQs here. But the point is, he's crushing it in the States. They're all over the place. The beautiful displays, displays that you would see like Remy Martin putting up, like all kind of high-end, beautiful displays. And I have to big up our city. Because when I put out the post and I said, let's take a moment to share some love and some encouragement and support, I think I'm over 100 comments. Like, people were like, yo, big up to the big man for doing what he's doing, you know? Amazing. And I appreciate that from the community. And with no further ado, I want to bring the one and only Steven on the line. Steven, you with us? I got to do my mic.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
My brother, it is definitely our pleasure. Thank you for being on with us this morning on the Empower Hour. So, I was just talking about your awesomeness, but, can we, for those who might not know, for those who are listening to the Empower for the first time, who might not even heard of Steven, can you explain just who are you? Just give a little background.
Thank you so much. Well, first of all, again, thank you for having me. Hi to everybody. LS Cream is a company that I started a few years ago, and basically it's a cream liquor similar to all the other creams like Bailey's, Amarillo, and all that stuff, but it's inspired by Asian Cremas. I am of Asian descent, and basically the taste, the notes of nutmeg, cinnamon, coconut, and vanilla, I extracted that from my grandmother's Cremas recipe and basically put it in the form of a traditional cream to be able to sell it on the market and a little bit more disrupt the cream category, because I felt that that it had no representation for diversity on the shelf in that category. We all know that we have people in the States that do, you know, vodka, rum, and gins, and so forth. But in the cream, I felt that there was an opportunity to use my heritage and put it in the form of something that people that could attract people from all over, basically.
I love that, and I like that you're acknowledging your heritage, your roots, because, you know, I'm big on those things. Just acknowledging where you're from, you know, who you are and where you're coming from. So that's mad love.
100%.
But what was the journey like getting the, because like basically like you took that entrepreneurial step, and I know it's not easy, like, because there's enough of a lot of people in the city, you know, who make cremas and stuff like that. Big shout out to all the cremas producers and stuff like that. But
they're not distributed at the SAC.
Thank you. So what was that journey like?
Yeah, but I mean, I think that's the thing, right? So a lot of people, that's the main issue with communication, right? You know, sometimes you put something out there and people are gonna, they're not really gonna grasp, because at the end of the day, you're the first one to actually do it that way. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like for the best example that I give, and I'm gonna answer your question on how hard it is to get into the ACQ and so forth, but just to picture, my thought process was simple, is that when you go to brunch, they offer you two types of orange juice. Mm-hmm. They offer you fresh press orange juice,
right?
And they offer you Tropicana.
Facts.
My logic to explain to people what I'm trying to do, I'm going the Tropicana route.
That's a great analogy.
So, right? So basically, your mom can still make that homemade cremas. My grandmother can still make that. But I was seeing that, you know, when you're at your family table for the holidays, you would have that bottle of Cremas on the table, but you would see a bottle of Bailey's in the back.
Right.
I want to replace that bottle of Bailey's with a bottle of LS Cream. Right.
Yes.
So that's the thing. So some people are in the beginning, a lot of people are saying, oh, no, like, you're trying to take the place of Cremas on the table. That's not what we're trying to do. The competition is Bailey's, Rum Chata, Amarillo, all those brands that have given nothing to the community for the past 25, 30 years, and we keep on supporting, and everybody has a bottle of Bailey's at their home.
But why? Stevens, why why not replace the bottle of Khemas that's on the table? What's this emotional attachment to saying, here's a black man trying to succeed, and then oh, you're trying to, okay, so what if I am trying to? Do you think that the croc that stole the ideas from McDonald's, do you think people came up and said, oh, you're trying to replace hamburgers, homemade hamburgers? You're damn right I'm trying to replace homemade hamburgers. Yeah. Like, this kind of plantation mentality us as black folks got to get away from. And you found a way to... No, it's true. You found a way to commercialize this. I'm of African descent, and the haters are going to hate, and there's tons of those in the Haitian community and the black community in general. And the comments I would hear sometimes, that's why I'm super happy with the analogy you gave, the Tropicana. I never heard you make that analogy before. It's the first time I hear it. I think it's a great analogy. That you could have, you know, organic orange juice with all the friggin' grumeau in it, and it tastes heavy in your mouth, and... You know, if you like that, good. Go for that kind of cremas. But here's a brother that found a way to commercialize the damn recipe. Because guess what? Yeah, you can't go to La Sac and have some solid stuff in your drink. That stuff's not going to pass.
It was just funny because, as you guys know, I'm currently in the States. And Farah, I didn't forget. I'm still going to answer your question.
Yeah. We're here. Don't worry about it.
But I was, you know, the regulations are not the same in the States in terms of alcohol. So basically... A smaller liquor store can basically carry something that's practically homemade. Let's just say, you know, the bigger ones, not so much, but the smaller ones. And I was on, I was looking at my section. It's actually a black owned store and a black owned liquor store. And my product's selling pretty well over there. And on the shelf right next to it was a bottle of Khemas, right? The traditional, a version of it. And it was separating in front of my eyes, like on the shelf. You could see the milk so on top, and you could see like the alcohol in the bottom. It was disgusting, you know. And you know, it was because the shelf life, right? It's just a question again, Thierry, to answer your question. Why am I saying this that way? Because it's not. I'm gonna let it speak by itself. Because at the end of the day. At the end of the day, I am not trying to. I'm not trying to say, because at the end of the day, traditional cremas is something that's really thick, right? And we made the conscious decision to put it more in a more liquid form, like again similar to those other creams, so that we can be able to set it at the SAQ. We could be able to set it at restaurants, bars, and so forth, and do cocktails with it. And again, I think the it's normal because in the community. When you say something like cremas, there's so much culture attached to that and so much emotion. It's at weddings, it's at first communions, it's when you're at the oldies and whatever. So what we're saying to people, no, we're not gonna force it down your throat, but just understand that you could still have that bottle right next to you if you still want that. But I don't want to see you go at the SAQ afterwards and buy a bottle of Bailey's afterwards. That's where there's a big no-no.
Like,
you know?
Steven, like, what?
Like, it's like somebody tells you he doesn't like Coke, he likes Pepsi. What are you going to tell him?
True. You know? Yeah. And actually, what I actually appreciate about what you're saying, because you're giving an explanation to... Let's be honest, you're kind of giving explanation to haters, people who are actually watching what you're doing, and you're like, hey, you're messing with our culture. But just so you know, when we had started the OFC, we had people that come to us and tell us, what's the point of uniting black people? Why are you trying to work so hard to put black people together? Like, you're always, the point is that you can't please everybody. Right. Yeah, and so,
exactly.
Like, if the fact that you've given an explanation and you're explaining to people what's up, good on you. And it's good that you're doing that. But that's the most you need to do, because it's really like you're doing what you need to do. You're moving your product forward. You know what I mean? So, again, like, just big up and just know it's going to happen. And the larger you get, you'll always just have that. Like, just the reality of what
it
is.
And it's a marathon. A lot of people don't understand entrepreneurship is literally a journeyman's road, and it's literally the long game. You playing the long game. So shout out to you for doing what you're doing. And anybody hating, tell them to go
have some LS cream. Go take a drink and sit down and be quiet. That's what you need to tell them.
So, yes.
Where are you in the States right now, though?
So I'm in the States because we entered one of the biggest chains in the US, which is called Total Wine.
I'm just clapping that up for you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. And basically, we got in just before COVID, and when COVID hit, everything stops, right? So, we were not able to execute our marketing plan, which included tastings. And so when they reopened the tastings, because I'm in direct contact with the heads at Total Wine, because right now they're pushing black owned products.
Yeah.
They have a thing too to make the ACQ learn, because you know they embrace black owned products at Total Wine, which is a major corporation. And basically, yeah, so I'm just over there just teaching the staff, making tastings, and the response is just like incredible. Like we're talking about 24 bottles sold in like 2 hours in one store. The response is incredible. And again, what I like about this experience is because you see people, I've seen people with MAGA hats by LS Cream. So
wow, it's nice. The states
are just it's just a funny place to be, you know.
It's funny that you say people with MAGA hats, because you know when I first saw the LS bottle, I'm like, what does this mean? Light skin? Wow. So you know what? It's almost like, yeah, gotcha.
Wow.
I love Kaya.
I like that. I thought that was great. That was
no, and you know what? I saw some guys drinking it, and they were all light skin. So I was like, oh, that's light skin liquor? I'm like, what?
That's what I'm saying.
Light skin guys.
Hey, listen. Listen, the color of LS is light skin, so more power to you. I might steal this one.
That bottle is black.
I was going to say.
Light skin liquid coming in black.
Exactly. Even all your merchandise is black. I mean, all the girls are wearing black sweaters and everything like that. So everything's black around here. I'm looking at your website right now. Yeah, I see that you expanded with that as well. So that's really good.
The brand's on point.
Yeah, the brand's on point. Definitely see that.
Yeah, I think it's just you know, LS Cream for us. It's we want to empower. Like we don't. It's funny because I was I dealt with a bit of racism going to the around the ACQ, and I actually brought this to their attention, and they're actually working on it because of something that that me and my team brought to their attention. Basically, what happened is that I went to, because just so people know, and Faro again is going to be right back into like, how do you get in and so forth. So when you get into the SAQ, first of all, you have to apply, right? So you apply. We were lucky. Okay. We were lucky because we were selected because there was an article that came out. PR is the way, right? There was an article from La Presse that came out, and it made a lot of noise, and the ACQ reached out, and we got it, right? Okay. So now we're in. Mm-hmm. It's not as if you're in. They're gonna send you like a million cases, whatever. They're gonna start like with 75, you know, and then you're gonna sell out, and then they're gonna do 200, you know, and then it grows like that, right? Mm-hmm. So we got into the ACQ in the beginning, like it was fun and games because we weren't in a lot of stores and it was selling out because everybody was rushing out to those stores, right?
Right.
Now we're growing. Now we're trying to get into new stores. So I go into this new store with my latest order, and I go to the store like on Papineau and Fleury. I go into the store and I'm saying to the guy, hey, listen, like I still don't have any LS Cream, like. You should order it from their warehouse. Mm-hmm. The guy tells me, yeah, you know, in French. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to say it in French.
Yeah, I'm going to say it.
C'est l'ice cream, c'est un peu trop. And then I answer, noir?
Oh, no.
And he says, yes.
Oh, wow. Boy.
Un peu trop noir. Wow. Un peu trop noir.
And then I'm like, that can't be. And then I'm like, okay, can I talk to your manager? And he's like, yeah, no problem. And by the way, because I went to an all-white school, okay? I'm kidding. It's not an all-white school. It just happened that it was a lot of white people at my high school, right? Mm. So I'm used to this behavior from French Quebecers, white Caucasians, that, you know, for them, it's normal that you're black, you play basketball. It's normal that you're white, you play hockey,
right?
Right? You know? So when he was telling me that, To him, he was not being racist. To him, it's like, we don't want your product here because it's for black people. And
wow,
we don't really see a lot of black people here. So whatever. Like, so he's already assuming that because the product is made by a black man, because we promote black excellence and black love and all those things on the marketing, it's not a good fit. You know, and
it's like I'm like Michael Jordan only sells Jordans to black people.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right. So I talked to the manager and he says the same thing.
Wow.
Now
he's like, yeah.
Wow.
Now I'm like, listen. LS Cream is distributed in 150 stores across Quebec. There are 400 SAQs across Quebec. I'm trying to get in all those SAQs.
Yep.
You are telling me that my product is selling in Quebec City, but it couldn't sell on Papineau and Fleury. That's what you're telling me. And he's like, yes, that's exactly what I'm telling you.
Wow.
I'm like, okay, perfect. I started to build my case. What I'm building my case, there was a shortage of Amarula.
Oh.
And I reached back to the store. And I faked as if I was a client. And basically, they got LS Cream in because I said, oh, I'm a client. I want that product and whatever. And because of the shortage, I learned that they were able to put it on the shelf, right? Wow. It was like more, or it was a better excuse for them to put it now. We sold 6 cases at that store in 3 months.
Wow.
Mm. Now, in my case study to the SAQ, I said to them, now, look at this. If I would have gotten into the store a year prior to that, how many more cases could I have sold?
Mm. Make your case, yep.
If there wasn't those barriers for black people, because again, we're the only black producer on their shelf. Wow. There might be some people that have minority stake in other companies, I don't know. Like, but in terms of independent brands, we're the only one. And I bid that Bill's study, and you know what? The SAQ came back to me and they said, you're right. We're sorry. We're going to change it. And I want to give kudos to the SAQ for that because honestly, I was not expecting that. And when I got a call from the VP of the SAC and she said, we're going to fix it, I said, okay, they're listening now.
Okay.
At least they're listening.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
You know what, brother? I completely respect what you're saying and wanting your seat at the table. But you know what? I feel like Montreal is a small chip off of this iceberg. And for where this could head, you don't really need this place. Mm. Yeah, it's good to have it, but you don't really need this place. And I can tell
100%.
You something. You see in Florida where they have a lot of Haitian American people there? I could tell you. In Florida, you'd sell 100 times more bottles than you sell in Quebec, where you're from, where you live every single day. You would do so much better there because your community is there. But we have to stop pushing ourselves up on these people who don't value us or don't feel it. Because the truth is that they don't want you to be able to do well on their shelves. And not because your product is not good. But they want to be able to come back and say, hey, listen, it's not doing so well, but look, take this $1 million, sell us your recipe, and, you know, have a good life. Mm. And then they're going to make $1 billion off of your stuff. They're going to rebrand it, remarket it, and sell your stuff as something else. So they want you to feel like that, but don't take it that way. Keep going and go and market it where your people are actually looking at you.
100%. And basically, that's the reason why we're in the States right now, because the potential here is, like, I tell a lot of people, like, I was talking to an investor, of course, white Quebecer, whatever, the full profile. And
okay.
I was
telling them why you say, of course, a white investor? I know black investors.
No,
because
when you're from Montreal,
because
when you're from Montreal, unfortunately, the people that show interest in you are white.
Safe guy. All
right. Right? Yeah. So I have yet to be approached by a black Canadian millionaire to invest into LS.
Okay.
No, right?
Okay. There's a lot of them, but also I don't think that black Canadian investors, a lot of them are not accredited. For those of you who are listening, to be an accredited investor, you have to declare an annual income of minimum $250,000 or have a net worth of at least $1 million.
Okay.
So that's the first part. Most people in our communities that are millionaires don't even know that you have to go through a specific route to be an accredited investors.
There you go.
I didn't know that, actually.
That's the first thing. Yeah, and the second thing, that's why 99.9% of these investors are white men, Christian, heterosexual, old, and rich.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as black people investing, if they want to do it the traditional way and keep it legal, they have to be accredited. But if they want to make it like, you know, hey, let's get an arrangement, I don't think that these kind of investors are the kind of investors that Steven needs at this stage of his company to scale his company.
True, mm-hmm. true, 100%. So why I was telling you this is because, so this, and it was a woman. So this woman, I'm explaining to her my plan. And when I told her that my marketing is going to be about Black excellence and targeting Black culture in terms of, like, I want LS Cream to be associated, want to be the cream of Black culture and Black excellence and so forth. She thought I was crazy. And mm-hmm. I told her, listen, the population of Canada as a whole is 40 million people. Mm-hmm. And there's 40 million Black Americans in the States.
Yeah.
Like, it's a market as itself. Yeah. Like, if you're able to penetrate that market, you can make a lot of headway, you know? And forget it. That person doesn't understand. So you see the importance of having people that looks like you, that think like you, that grew up like you, to be able to invest into businesses, because, you know, the conversation would be really simpler. And to be honest, COVID has been a blessing for us, because we were forced to pivot into our online strategy and really focus on social media and reach out to a lot of people. And right now, the conversation that we're having is with Black potential investors.
Beautiful.
And the conversation starts simply with, oh my God, I get it. How do I get it? That's it. The conversation stops there.
Beautiful.
You know? And they have much more money than the people I was talking to in Quebec, you know. So again, for people listening, don't get it twisted. I know 1,000% that my calling is in the States. That's why I crossed the border right now, and I'm hustling my product here. And it's and again, I want to shout out to the white allies also, because there are some also. Mm-hmm. My distributor in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut is actually Russian. And like, this guy, like, understands the culture. Like, you know, he's been associated with Dame Dash. Dame Dash has a liquor also, so he promotes that. He has over like 1,000 products in the portfolio. And again, another conversation
Wait,
with him.
Dame Dash has 1,000 products, or the Russian?
No, guy? No, the distributor that I'm with Amazing. Has 1,000 products. Dame Dash product is part of those 1,000. But I'm just saying that again, when you talk to those white allies and they get the culture, it's so simple. Like, the conversation was legit. Send me a sample. He sampled the product. He's like, okay, brother, I'm in. Like, let's work. Because he gets it. They get the culture. They're from New York. They get it. You know, he knows Jay-Z. He knows all those guys, you know, like, and so he gets it. You know, he's like, okay, you know, and we're ready to work, you know, and it's been working really good.
I think that white people get business opportunities. Let's call a spade. Not the black people don't get it, but Malcolm X said it best. Not only does the black man has to learn to trust and buy from black people, but the black man has to learn to go into business for himself. So it's one thing to start to trust black business owners, but it's another thing to start a business yourself. So shout out to you, Stevens. Thank you for being on the show. You know, I've always been rooting for you. Sometimes I don't like how you move on certain aspect of your business, because I think you should be the king of liquors, in my opinion. I'll be frank with you. I've always been straight up with you. But I think that you are navigating the best you can with all the hate that you get sometimes. And I wanna give a big shout out to you, because you are setting a trend. And the trend, my friend, is you are the first one doing it. So I'm getting closer to my mic now, because this is important, and I want to leave on this. As much as I disagree with some things sometimes regarding certain people in our community, one thing you'll never see me is hate on people. And I want to make sure I end on a love note, because I have love for you, my friend. I have respect for you. And whatever you need, I will always be there, and the Empower Hour will be there. Because when somebody is the first one to do something, we got to support them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what anybody says. Stephen Chow is the first guy to get that looks like me to get into LASAG. Point blank, period.
Yep.
If you could point me to another person who owns 100% of his brand and has gotten to LASAG that looks like me, I will give you $1,000.
Facts.
All right? Mm-hmm. So just for that alone, I love the product. I'm a consumer of the product. I think that you are going to explode if you keep at this in the next, I give you 3 years max. Because somebody out there, and I hope he's black, but something tells me that he might not be black, is going to invest massive amount of money. And next thing you know, you're going to get the same chance that all these other mediocre people are getting. And then you're going to explode. So love you. Keep doing what you're doing. Big shout out for you for being the pioneer that you are.
Amen.
I love
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
You know, and before we let you go, and Trisha, do you have anything you want
no,
to
No, I did. Okay. Just congratulations on all those awards. That's what's up. I'm seeing that too. You got gold medal spirit, silver medal spirit. Oh, you're doing that. That's what's up. I never saw that. So good for you, Stephen. You're my idol.
What I want to do, I want to create a call to action. Okay. For our listeners, for the community at large.
Yeah, let's do an LS challenge or something.
Yeah, I want very simply, I want you to go to your SAQ in your area, wherever you are. And this is CKUT, so our antennas go far. We're in the States, we're across, everywhere in Quebec. I want you to go to your local SAQ and pull up your LS cream bottle, take a snap with it, share it on our page. If you get there and they do not have LS cream, I want you to request it. That's how we're going to start getting
us.
Tag us, please.
Tag me. I'm going to shame them. I want to do a video and shame
Big
them.
Big time. Everybody, we want to make sure every SAQ at the least in Montreal and our surrounding areas have it, because that's where we have our influence. So let's use it.
And I got an even better challenge. Here's what I'm going to throw in. Mm-hmm. And I've supported LS for a while, and Stevens knows that, you know, as much as me and him sometimes disagree on things, he knows I have love for him. So here's what I'm going to suggest. Anybody listening to this in the States, it's Black Friday coming up, right, Steven?
Yep.
Okay. I want you to go and buy a bottle of liquor, LS liquor. If you live in Canada as well, all right? And if for whatever reason you don't like it, I will personally buy it back from you. So, I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're going to tag me on social media, at thierrylindo.com, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take a picture, if you buy it and try it and don't like it, I will buy it back from you.
Because it won't go to waste.
You don't have to ship it to me. But one thing I know is I'll be the one drinking it myself. And I'll have plenty of LS cream to donate. So basically, you got nothing to lose.
Yep.
Go out there, support Black. Enjoy. You will enjoy this. You will become a regular customer. And if for whatever reason you don't like it, I will buy it back. And guess what? I know a lot of people that love LS cream.
So, Stephen, go ahead, brother. But I have a lot to say before we let you go. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to say exactly like Terry said, like Black Friday is coming. So if you're from Montreal, you're listening to this, and you have family in the States, you know, tell them about LS cream. Like, make them discover LS cream, you know, show them our Instagram page, like, go and tag them and whatever. And basically, yeah, and if you're from the States, like Siri said, go ahead and support. We ship now in 37 states, right? So basically, we have a warehouse in Florida, and we align ourselves with a distributor that makes us able to ship, like, pretty much everywhere. Wow. We're not in every state yet, just because of the regulations. It's really hard with liquor. But yeah, so if somebody is in Georgia and wants LS, they can order. Somebody's in DC, they want LS, they can order. Even though we're not in stores physically yet, they can still order. So yeah, so that, Stephen, I just wanted to point that out.
But my brother, like, definitely we're going to continue to support the OFC. We have media contacts in Atlanta and in New Jersey. Let's get you on air out there as well, just so that people could hear you. And let's
stop using the word support Black. Let's call it Invest Black.
Invest.
Because this is not
like
charity.
Yep.
Thank
Stevens
you.
Stevens is looking out there. Let's invest Best Black. Because when you invest your dollar in LS Cream, Stevens is sending his kids to become the next LeBron, the next Barack Obama.
Talk about it. When you
invest in Black instead of supporting Black, you could use Buy Black, but I love Invest Black. When you invest Black, you are investing in the next generation of melanin-powered change makers, because Steve will recycle this money within the community.
Yes.
All right, so let's 100%. Change the paradigm. No more support. Invest Black.
Invest Black. Like that. Stephen, thank you again. Thank you for being a guest this morning with us on the Empower Hour. Keep doing what you're doing. You have our support. The door is always open. Just give us a holler, and we got you, my brother.
Hey-o. Hey.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
You too. Peace.
Ciao.
Now up next, we have the international news. So in the international news, we're gonna do this quick because I want to go right back to local news because I want to touch on the raising of the police budget in Montreal. Mm. So in the international news, we have Lewis Hamilton, who is is the GOAT in terms of F1 driving. For those of you who don't know, Lewis Hamilton is a black man and just won the Turkish Grand Prix. Lewis Hamilton literally secured his seventh world title. In doing so, he wrote his name alongside Michael Schumacher in Formula One record book as the most successful driver of all time. But speaking of afterward, he was clearly not the title that was important to him. Lewis has been using his platform to talk about social equity.
Mm.
And here's what he wrote and told ESPN. Leading up to today and even after I crossed the line, I've been gathering my thoughts about what's most important to me. He wrote in his Instagram feed. This year has been so unpredictable with the pandemic and obviously the season being pushed back by several months. I had the most downtime I've ever had in my life. Mm. So have we all, Lewis. And it gave me the chance to really think about my ultimate purpose. 7 World Championship means the world to me. I can't even describe how much, but there's also another race that yet has to be won. Mm. He says, this year I've been driving not just for my desire to win on the track, but a desire to help push my sport and our world to become more diverse and inclusive. Mm. I promise you, I am not going to stop fighting for change. We have a long way to go, but I will continue to push for equality within our sport and within the greater world we live in. Mm. So just so you know, Lewis Hamilton is the equivalency for diehard F1 fan of LeBron James.
Wow.
And Michael Schumacher would be Michael Jordan. You could be emotionally attached to Jordan, but LeBron is the GOAT. Oh, shots fired. Conversation for another day. But enough with the world news, I want to take it right back to municipal news. Valérie Plante, what's up?
Mm.
What's up with financing our pains? What's up with not listening to the black community? What's up with funding the police when we're telling you to defund it? What's up with raising the budget by 16 mil when we told you that we needed some money to fight gentrification, poverty, to fight to educate our young kids, our youth, to fight gang violence and delinquency? Listen, Valérie, I'm going to tell you what your job is in case you don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
As the First Lady of Montreal, and I don't want to mansplain to you your job, but yeah, I'm going to tell you what I feel like a tax-paying citizen.
Mm.
Your job is to manage our tax. You do not get to decide what we do with our taxes. And if it takes that we're going to march the streets and tell you about this, we will do it. Because last time I checked, we marched for Black Lives Matter. There was 100,000 black, white, indigenous, brown people in the streets, and you were not there.
Facts.
When it was time to march with Greta Thunberg and take some pictures, you were at the front line raising hands and taking all these pictures. Now, one might argue that, but it was COVID, Terry, give her a break. Well, Dominique Anglade was marching for Black Lives Matter.
Thank you. She was there.
A lot of people from QS, Manon Massé and the clique of them. So here's my thing, all right? When we tell you that funneling our oppression, and literally a week after King Sheffield died, how dare do you raise the budget from $665 million and up it $16 million? Now, let me tell you a quick statistics. Slap, we have 4,500 cops in Montreal. Mm. We have the most cop per 100,000 inhabitants in all of Canada. Mm. We are the number one police-served community in Canada. We have the 97th most dangerous city in Canada, meaning our city is safe.
Right.
So why the hell are we raising the budget?
Thank you.
Yeah. And lo and behold, a big portion of the budget is going towards buying vehicles.
Wow.
This is the mayor that has run on green and bikes and mobility. Is the reason behind raising police budget when we are telling you to cut them? You know what it tells me? You do not listen to your constituents. You do not listen to taxpaying dollars, let alone black.
You don't care.
Thank you.
Yep. You don't care. It's a straight. That's a slap in the face. Care. That's you slap me in the face. You slap my children in the face.
Absolutely.
That's it. That's basically what it is.
And we don't have enough time to talk about it. So next week, yep. I want to really dive into this because there's some statistics that need to be brought to light in regards to that police funding.
Woo. Yep. We're definitely going to bring it up. We'll go deep next week. Mm-hmm. This has been a very powerful one.
Very, very powerful. Yep.
Good. Where can we find you, Trish?
All things Miss Trish on Instagram.
Farrell?
You already know. Just check out OFC One Full Circle.
Kaya? Strong, firm,
bottom, all one word. Oh, wait. Hold on.
Say it again, Kaya.
Say it again.
Strong, firm, bottom.
Hey, that's what's up. And for me, Thierry Lindor, at Thierry Lindor, Thierry like Thierry Henry Lindor, like the chocolate. And don't forget, Colors of COVID. We need you to take the survey. Mm-hmm. Kings and Queens, this has been the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Available live on Instagram, Facebook, at MTL Empower Hour. Hopefully, you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. This episode is...
CKUT is going online for our 2020 annual general meeting. Join us on Monday, November 23rd at 6 p.m. to hear how your favorite community radio station has been adapting to the current pandemic by broadcasting remotely. To find out how you can get involved in one of our various committees, to propose a motion, or find out more information about joining our Board of Governors, email culture@ckut.ca. That's culture@ckut.ca. Monday, November 23rd at 6 p.m. online, CKUT's annual general meeting. To RSVP for the event, email agm@ckut.ca. That's agm@ckut.ca. Hope to see you there.
CKUT Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
Edge resistance.
What's up? This is Saul Williams chilling here in Montreal, here on CKUT. Peace.
We pledge alliance with those who have undergone attack for voicing opposition to the war.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.